The weapons used by peasants. In Styria, peasants were not allowed to use firearms for private purposes. The lords of the manor were fearful, not only of poaching, but also of uprisings against their occasionally very arbitrary rule. Exceptions to the ban on arms only arose when peasants or servants were sent by their masters to the military levies, in which case they carried halberds, bludgeons, spears, knives, and other apparatus of war that could be handled without any special training. However, the use of hand firearms remained absolutely forbidden to them. Despite all the precautionary measures put into place by the lords of the manor, there were, on several occasions, peasants' uprisings in Styria. The oppressed people got around the existing prohibition on firearms by modifying farming tools. Sickles and scythes became glaives, pitchforks became spears, and flails were turned into maces with iron spikes. The peasants were at a hopeless disadvantage from a military point of view, and each time were totally crushed, and their ringleaders brutally punished. After every defeat, the social position of the peasants worsened, and their self-made weapons were destroyed, and also, in some cases, taken into the armories. For example, the peasants' weapons before you now came to the state armory following the 1573 uprising. The fines imposed enabled the state administration to purchase new military equipment.